Well, good morning. It is 6:58 a.m. on Thursday, May the 14th, 2026. Here in a mostly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 62. A lovely 62 degrees. There's a lot of thick cloud cover, so it's not egregiously warm. I'm staying on schedule this morning. Got up at 5. I'm walking at 7. It's coming to the point where I'm going to have to walk before breakfast just because sunrise was at 5:40 this morning. And it won't be getting much earlier. But we're still a month away from the solstice. So, yeah, it's going to keep getting earlier. It's going to slow down a lot this second week in May. But still, lots of flowers. I smell lots of flowers this morning. I'm panting because I was pumping right along. I had some catchy blues running from Blues is the Truth podcast. Couldn't hear much of it. The traffic noise on West 20th was fairly egregious. But I'm in a hurry to get back. I want my second cup of coffee. I want to finish off my morning routine in less than 5 hours. I would really like to get back and visit with Roger a little bit today. I've been letting it settle. It's easy for me to say, oh, you didn't write. You screw up. I censored that a little bit because I don't usually use such polite terms talking to myself. But walking and reading, I'm playing No Man's Sky. That game has the just one more thing mechanic down. Real well. Oh, here, let me just do one more thing. Let me get back to my ship so I can save. I have a second ship somewhere on a planet that I couldn't repair. If I could find it again, I would have another fighter, and it was a nice little ship too, except everything on it was broken. It's okay. I'm doing some missions. I'm on an exploration mission. An exploration mission now. I have to find so many new animals, plants, and minerals on a specific planet. And it's, I need to find a different biome. I think the answer is to not fly around close to the ground, but to go into orbit and burn for about 3 minutes in orbit and come back down and check to see if I've got a new biome. The biomes are not uniform. At least Not that I've seen. I'll find out. I need to find different animals and different plants. The minerals may be uniformly distributed, but I don't know if the plants are. I need a lot of plants. I only thought I needed a few of each, and it turns out I need more. more than just a couple. So I'll be looking at those missions with a jaundiced eye from this point forward. Killing privates is fun. So far, I haven't hit one I couldn't handle. So far, I've been offered two freighters that were, classy, nothing to write home about. I'm supposed to build a Corvette, but I need a lot more money before I can build a Corvette. Still trying to find my Atlas Pass. I did find the anomaly. I did get that far. But I'm not sure. I need to keep looking. I need to do a little more research, probably. At any rate, yesterday was the kid's birthday. We had a very pleasant day. We have a fridge full of delicate little cupcakes, which was the request rather than a cake. Or in my case, usually ask for pie. But they are so sweet. Oh my God. I just open the fridge and look at it, and my A1C goes up. I was also planning to make bread yesterday. I refreshed my starter. I started a second one, but I did not get bread in the pan. I did not get dough going. I need to fix it. I need an evening dough for a morning bake. And that didn't happen yesterday. Maybe tonight. Although I thawed the loaf of bread I had in the fridge, so maybe not until Saturday, Sunday night. I'll have to see how fast we go through. There's still a little bit of the loaf left from the last potato bake. Back and neck are giving me trouble here this morning. So, reading. Yeah, reading. I got a sample of a box set. That looked really good. And if I had just been reading the first volume instead of the box set, I would not have found the problematic elements. I'm sorry. You gave your soul to a demon. This is the smart people doing stupid things. and I realized it was up against the wall time. But you had your choice of summons and you picked an incubus. Yeah, this is not going to go well. This is not... And the terms were laughable. It's like, no. This is going... This is going places I don't want to go. I'm not really big into angels and demons. Even summoning magical demons from alternate planes. Not my preferred form of fantasy. So, yeah, chuck that one. I'm on to another box. Let's see how it goes. It's got a prologue, the kind of prologue that I really don't like. Come on, Fauna, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. The kind that starts with a really sympathetic, really relatable main character. And you really get into it. And you're counting down. And he dies at the end of the prologue, and his sidekick carries forward. I'm like, dude, if the story was going to be about the sidekick, you should have started with the sidekick, damn it. Yeah, I know, it doesn't make for as much drama. You have somebody killed before I even know who I'm supposed to root for. No, that is not going well. It's not going where I wanted to go. Camper with a cat. And there's a person who knows how to travel. Big brown tabby sleeping on the dashboard, watching, well, not sleeping, but lounging on the dashboard, watching me walk by. Oh, talk of irises, holy cow. The iris garden on the other side, when I start out, that one's looking good too. This one is just, it's just lovely. I don't know if I would have done, well, there are five. I was gonna say, I don't know that I've done four. There are five. Five is a better number. Given the garden's symmetry, that's one of these very well plotted garden spots. It's like, I prefer a little more natural distribution, but it's not my garden, so tough nuggies. Where's that guy on the scooter? Scared the hell out of me yesterday. Russian sage is coming up with a vengeance. The one lone rose hasn't seemed to do much yet. Now, here's a pretty little garden with some purple spiky flowers. I don't know what they are. They're not lupins, they're too small. Well, maybe there's some dwarf form of lupin, I don't know. Je ne sais pas moi. So yeah, Roger. I've been having some really interesting flashes about little ideas for what might happen with Roger. Senior, as opposed to senor, which is not appropriate. Oh, that's right. This is May. We're coming up on graduation. Balticon and the Nebs must be somewhere around here. I've completely withdrawn. I'm still on a couple of mailing lists. I'm still on the mailing list for the for Mile High and for Balt and for Cosine, because they're local. If I ever feel safe enough to go out in public again, I don't know that I will. There's just too much rampant stupid out there. Babies dying of measles, for fuck's sake. Oh, this pampas grass is looking lush and green. It's beautiful. It's only about, well, I don't, just a little bit under knee high. But looks good. Looking in one direction, turning my head and walking in the other. This is a good way for an old man like me to take a tumble. And that would not be pretty in the middle of the street. Anyway, walking along the park. Hello, park. It's a lot of green. A lot more green. I don't see the reeds coming up yet, but there's a lot more green. Oh, and there's even some wild rye. Some really tiny wild rye, and also some good size. Some of my rye is like waist high. I've got 4-inch ears on. It's lovely. It's massive. It's also kind of ragged. It's not filled in, so it looks like a weedy patch. My wife went outside and almost pulled it up. I would have been quite upset. It looks like weeds. It's not weeds, it's rye. I planted it there on purpose. Yes, it hasn't filled the square yet. It will. Last year there were five little clumps. This year, this year there's rye. Next year should be full. Next year, all these years. I'll let them all self-seed. I'll clip some and move them to the bare spots, but I also want to get some. I hate to buy a bag of compost, but should buy several. We need to get our tomatoes in the ground. We don't have. We gotta go get some tomato plants. We gotta go get some compost. I want some tomatoes. I can make a tomato sandwich this year because I know how to make sandwich bread. Here I am, coming up on the back gate. My sprinklers have run, sidewalk is damp, grass is wet. The mowing people are coming today, so the last step, really, for getting the yard put back together. The calendulas and sweep, and what are they? Primroses. And a little bit of native flax coming up nicely in the garden. I still don't have my awnings up. I don't know if I will put them up or not. We shall see. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, you won't hear from me because it's a 3-day. The day after isn't, and with any luck at all, you will hear me then.